Welcome again to the Texas Values Report. This is Jonathan Sines. I'm president of the nonprofit organization, Texas Values. Glad to be with you again here on Saturday. We're here every Saturday from 12 to 12:30 on the Bridge, 11:20 a.m. locally in the Central Texas area. Hope some people are listening online. We have got a lot to cover today, as usual, but just some incredible things happening in our state and in our country as it relates to religious freedom, marriage, and now the pro-life issue is heating up again, if you will. And that's because of the incredible and just outrageous things that have been uncovered and have been brought to light regarding Planned Parenthood. And I'm excited. I've got a guest ready to go on the show today that is one of the most well-known pro-life advocates who has an incredible personal story that goes along with it. Gianna Jessen is on the line with us. She's going to be our guest today. Gianna, welcome to the Texas Values Report.
Thank you, kind sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be back with you on radio. You know, a number of years back when you were in Texas, we did a radio show together in studio, and that was a lot of fun in the San Antonio area. But wow, let's dive right into this issue with Planned Parenthood. Before we do, let's talk a little bit about you, Gianna. You know, so I'm sure a lot of people in the Christian community and pro-life community are familiar with your name, probably even read some of your materials, your book, or heard your story or seen you in person. But, you know, there are probably a lot of people that hadn't. And so I would love for you to just tell our listeners a little bit about the not only the incredible pro-life work that you do, but how your life started or almost didn't start, if you will.
Yeah, I am adopted, and in April of 1977, my biological parents went to a Planned Parenthood, and my biological mother, and she was 7.5 months pregnant, and she was advised to have a late-term abortion, so she went and had a saline abortion, which is brutal. It burns a baby inside and out. It is to suffocate the child. It is an awful death. Except that after being burned in my mother's womb for 18 hours, I was born alive in an abortion clinic in Los Angeles. Glory to God. And I don't die easily because of his power. So I was delivered alive on April the 6th, 1977, and thank God the abortionist was not at work yet that morning. It was 6 in the morning. Otherwise, he would have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. And so that gave a nurse the opportunity to call an ambulance and have me transferred to a hospital, which obviously saved my life. But they did not expect me to live. And I weighed 2 pounds. And after several months of not dying, they decided that I had a tremendous will to live. And I do have what I consider to be the gift of cerebral palsy as a direct result of lack of oxygen to my brain while I was surviving this abortion. And for any skeptics that may be listening this week, I tweeted out my actual copy of my medical records, which state on them, born during saline abortion, exact weight, exact length. It's astonishing for me even to see that I actually lived through that.
Well, that is extraordinary. So we could call you an abortion survivor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not because I had an abortion, but because I lived through one. And so you can imagine, When I see these horrific videos that have been uncovered by Planned Parenthood, and just hear the, I mean, it is just, I was just thinking about, you know, does Planned Parenthood regret that I lived because they couldn't sell me piece by piece to help fund that Lamborghini that lady wants? You know, think about it. We talk about abortion so often, and you know, so as an issue, almost so impersonally. Even those of us that are passionate about it, I think sometimes it just becomes just another issue, and we're so overwhelmed by so much. But when I think about, you know, I could have been just sold off piece by piece. That is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it's unconscionable. I mean, you think, and I think people are, they're looking at these videos, they're seeing them, they're listening to the audio, and their first thought for a lot of them is, oh, this can't be true. And they look at more information, and they're just, you know, it's so hard to believe. And then you realize it is true. It's unbelievable. And so you think about the circumstances of how your life began and how it began. You know, obviously, 7 months before this procedure was performed, so to speak, biologically in your mother's womb, your life began. And then they tried to snuff your life out. You know, we talk about, I mentioned you being an abortion survivor, not just you surviving abortion, a late-term abortion procedure. 7.5 months is quite rare, if you will, or extraordinary and just, you know, disturbing for them to perform a procedure that late. Obviously, with technology now, we know and we see children that are surviving at 23, 24 weeks, sometimes earlier.
Yep.
And so you certainly, had you been born premature and this procedure hadn't been performed, you would have thought at the time there would have been an ability for you to survive and, you know, things would have been as they should be. But for just a second, let's talk about this, the timing of this, okay? So we're talking about a late-term abortion procedure. And it's also connected to this Planned Parenthood issue because a lot of these videos that we're seeing in the discussion is about the period of time being during the late term when the body is well-developed, if you will, or much more developed. And what we call now partial birth abortion, right? And here's what's interesting as well. In the United States, we have banned partial birth abortion. And you played a very significant part in that. You and I became friends a long time ago, back in either 2005, 2006, forget the exact year, because the country, the United States, Congress, had banned the partial birth abortion procedure. And then there was a lawsuit to try to strike down this ban because some abortion providers, some abortion doctors, they wanted to have this procedure continued so they could make money off of it or whatever they were going to do with it, you know, with whether it was Planned Parenthood or other clinics. They wanted to continue this outrageous, this gruesome procedure. And so we were able to come across you. And I was a lawyer at the time with Liberty Institute, the organization I used to work for, and I was astonished when I came across your biography and came across details about your life, because to think that someone could survive an abortion procedure at that late term is quite just almost unreal. But then to see a little bit about your story was fantastic. So we were able to write a brief for you for the U.S. Supreme Court to put into detail your life and how you survived this procedure, but also direct the court to just how gruesome it is and the lack of humanity towards an unborn child that some people were willing to go along with. And that was what this law was about, to prevent those type of things happening. That is, I consider, one of the most incredible and humbling opportunities that I've had in my career, if you will, is to get to work for you and represent you in a brief before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, and you know, you're living out your destiny because you are born to defend women and children as a man, and you're doing that every day. And so God bless you for that. And I was thinking also about how I believe that Dr. Nucatella and all, you know, all these people, these Planned Parenthood people that are so happy about all this, I think in the hearings or whatever they're coming up with, she should have to look at me and tell me that I am not human, and she should have to answer these three questions from me. She should have to answer, if abortion is about women's rights, then what were mine? Number two, she should have to answer to my face, Do you wish I would have died? And the third, I believe, as I referenced earlier in the conversation, does Planned Parenthood regret that I lived because I couldn't help fund, Lamborghinis and such? Just tell me your thoughts on that, man.
And that question seems valid in light of what we're seeing. So a couple of weeks ago, we had this first video come out with this doctor describing this process and this procedure related to the sale of body parts by Planned Parenthood.
Eating a salad and drinking wine.
Yes, seeming so callous about the issue. So now we've got another video. We've got Dr. Mary Gatter, I think that's the way you pronounce her last name, who was the medical director the president of the Medical Directors Council for Planned Parenthood on this video and talking about the discussion about intact tissue, which in the sale of it, which is a violation of our federal law. And then she goes into this strange discussion about, you know, ways that that the procedure can be less crunchy as far as the technique. And I can just only imagine, as you, a survivor of a late-term abortion procedure, what that brings to mind for someone like yourself.
There are no words. And then, of course, you have Cecil Richards at the top of the video proclaiming to the world that Planned Parenthood absolutely does not profit off of this in any way.
And you made that point before. So then later in the video, there's this discussion about whether or not there'll be enough, body parts revenue generated for her to get a Lamborghini. I mean, obviously, you know, that would take quite a bit of sell. But just for that, you know, it's just that moment of, if you want to call it detachment, callousness, but just lack of humanity at all. I mean, just really making it clear. I mean, I think to have the view that they see this as, you know, they see the human body in these pieces. They're commodities. They're not people to them. And so it's striking to get a glimpse of what folks in the pro-life movement, myself, you've been at it probably longer than I have. You've lived it for a number of years, actively as an adult, but then also that being a part of the beginning of your life. And so, but even us, right, you and I and others, we're still just blown away because we've seen some of the worst of what Planned Parenthood is all about. But now the rest of the world is getting to see it. And they're seeing details that I think are chilling to all of us.
And I think that's a great thing. I don't think it's a great thing that it's occurring, but I do think that this will be used to open up eyes, the eyes of people that have been previously unwilling to listen.
I think you're right. You know, you talked about the gift of cerebral palsy. So you were one of my clients in a client of Liberty Institute, and then you made an appearance at a banquet that we had to give your testimony some years ago in Texas, and then you did something extraordinary. You broke out into song. And to think about the damage that this procedure should have had on your voice, and it's amazing.
Thank you, Jonathan. That's very, very sweet. Yeah, I love to sing. I have a goal to sing with Andrea Bocelli in Italy, and I pray for impossible things all the time, and so I have no doubt that that will come to pass, but I really appreciate your kind words about my voice, and it's just such a comfort to me to be able to sing in the middle of battle.
We're talking with Gianna Jessen, abortion survivor, late-term abortion survivor, and not as if she survived having an abortion. An abortion procedure was attempted on her, and it failed. She lived. It was at a clinic in a doctor that was recommended by Planned Parenthood that Planned Parenthood worked with. And so we're talking about the Planned Parenthood issue. We're also talking about her life. Tell us about your website. This is a part of who you are and what you do, but there's other, we're talking about your voice. You've got this recording career, if you will, just a gift from God with your voice. So tell our listeners how they can find out more about you.
Well, then go to GiannaJessen.com, GiannaJessen.com. Also, I'm really into this texting thing. People can text my name, Gianna, to 95577, and they can get text updates on my various unconventional goings-on. And
repeat the number again for us, Gianna.
Sure. Text Gianna to 95577. So it would just, you'll get updates, and not spam or anything, but we're just working on with that technology to give people updates on what's happening. And I've got music on iTunes, and I'm working on some more. And I'm just also, I did want to mention this really quickly. I tweeted out a baby part list that what they were selling for in 1999. So if people want to check that out and tweet that around, I think that's very powerful and horrifying, but I'm at Gianna Justin on Twitter.
So now the mainstream media, if you will, is finally picking up on this. We're also seeing, Fox News has been covering it a little bit, the story regarding Planned Parenthood and the sale of body parts and all the just kind of unbelievable stuff that they're involved in that is very disturbing, to say the least. So now the question is, what's going to happen, right? So we've got Congress is springing into action. We've got people that are making demands. We've got the state of Texas, the attorney general, and our Governor Abbott have called for investigations. And now there's a hearing. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has called for an interim hearing. And I guess you could call it an emergency hearing to call for something, I think, probably a week ago. And it's going to be this coming Wednesday here in Austin.
That is awesome. That
so we're going to awesome. Have hearings on Wednesday morning. It's my understanding right now the testimony is invited. I don't know if that'll change, but I would think that people are going to at least want to be aware of it and attend. And it's something that folks could watch online. They could attend in person. There are also all of these different rallies that are going on across the state on Tuesday, this Women Betrayed effort that's going on. I know in the state of Texas, there's a number of them. I think there's close to 40 cities. And so let me just tell people the hearing room on Wednesday is E1.016. That's the extension of the Texas Capitol. E1.016, that's Health and Human Services committee that's going to be meeting at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, July 29th. You can find out more at txvalues.org. We'll have information there about this. Gianna, I know that you were on Hannity's radio show, and I think the more people find out about the work you're doing, if they're members of Congress, I'm sure they if they're able to get in touch with you, you're just such a great witness, and your story and your life and what you know about this issue is so valuable. There's probably not another person or likely very few other people like you that can bring all this issue together. And like you said, physically attest to these things, and for them to see you living and as an adult and to confront you and to have to answer these hard questions. You make it very difficult and uncomfortable for the Planned Parenthood side, and I'm glad for that. And that's just a testament to how important it is for your voice and your face, if you will, and your mission and your goals to continue to be fulfilled out in the public arena.
Well, I really do believe that an abortion survivor's voice ought to be heard in this issue. I mean, it's pretty crucial. It's a part of the issue. And so I appreciate the opportunity to speak here today. And there are other abortion survivors as well. And I was just, I've been noticing as the debate is going on that there's just one voice that isn't being heard so much, and that is that of abortion survivors. And so I think it's very important, and I'm trying to do my part to help defend the innocent by the power of Christ. I am unashamedly a Christian, and I was just thinking about it this morning, just really quick. I don't want to go on and on here for time's sake. But, I know we're not supposed to really bring religious things up anymore. It's not super cool. But I was thinking this morning how we have the blood of over 50 million children on our hands as a nation. And how that blood cries to the Lord from the ground like Abel. And how can we possibly bear the burden, the weight of that burden, without Jesus? think about that.
You're absolutely right. You know, 2 years ago, there was legislation that was being considered at the Capitol that was pro-life. And as a result of that, during those discussions and so on, there was this moment where you had folks that were pro-life that were singing Amazing Grace, and the folks that were promoting abortion were chanting Hail Satan. So there's no question that oftentimes you see this spiritual battle that's happening. And so that reminds us about the opportunity for us to be a witness on these issues, to know that we are Christians first, even though we're advocates on these issues, to not forget the opportunity that we could have to change someone's heart, not only their mind. And so I am delighted and honored to have you as our guest today. Gianna Jessen, late-term abortion survivor, has been with us, a friend of mine for many years and a former client on a case and a brief that I worked on with her at the U.S. Supreme Court. We are glad to have you today, and you are welcome to come back anytime to be a voice on the Texas Values Report.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, Gianna, we'll be talking again. That was Gianna Jessen. So fantastic to have her. And she's got to go, and we're going to be wrapping up the show in just a couple minutes. So I want to cover a couple things before we do close the show out. You heard Gianna's website. You heard her with the text number 9557. So text Gianna to 95577 to get updates from her. Don't forget about our website, txvalues.org. So much happening. So there's a big event in a couple of weeks that we want to make sure you're aware of because Texas Values is the lead sponsor. This is the Texas Response, and this is about pastors, religious freedom, and marriage. And it's not just for pastors. I mean, that's one of the issues, but it's about confronting what happens next in the state of Texas. What can you do next? What are your rights? What are the current issues as it relates to marriage, religious freedom? And I'll tell you what, you better believe that pro-lifers, folks that fight against Planned Parenthood, are very strong in their religious beliefs. And the fight for religious freedom is certainly tied to the pro-life issue. Look at the Hobby Lobby decision. That was about protecting the pro-life rights of a business owner not to have to perform or to provide coverage for abortifacients. That was a religious freedom case. Free speech cases, you've heard about me talk about how I sued the University of Houston for a pro-life group I was involved in to defend our free speech rights. So that event is on August 11th. That's the Texas Response, Pastors, Religious Freedom, and Marriage. That's August 11th. That's in Allen, Texas, just north of Plano and McKinney. I'm going to be one of the speakers. The author of the Pastor Protection Bill, Scott Sanford, Representative Scott Sanford, who's a pastor. It's going to be at his church, Cottonwood Creek Baptist Church. You got Kelly Shackelford, one of the most well-regarded and finest First Amendment lawyers in the country, one of the top 25 lawyers in the past 25 years in the state of Texas. He's going to talk about religious freedom. Dave Welch, leader of Texas Pastor Council, CWA State Director Ann Hettinger. Wow, talk about a lineup. That is an all-star group. And so we encourage you to get registered for that August 11th. And 6:30, Cottonwood Creek, Allen, Texas, the Texas Response. You can go online to our website, txvalues.org. You can also go on social media to our Texas Values Facebook page. You'll see the invite, the event page, if you will. The event's free, but we're going to explain what the Pastor Protection Bill is about, because it's not just about pastors. It's about religious freedom for church employees. It's about church property. It's about a whole number of things that are under that blanket of protection in this new law. It's about protecting churches from losing their tax exemptions for standing up for biblical marriage. A lot there under the name Pastor Protection Law, if you will. And then a lot of stuff to talk about as far as where religious freedom is heading. What are the current challenges? What are some of the things that are happening in our state on this issue? And so we will certainly have a report next week on this hearing on Wednesday on Planned Parenthood. And the hearing is about having the Planned Parenthood groups in the state of Texas answer some questions. So as my understanding, it's invited testimony at this point, but the committee is going to find out about the business practice and the regulatory structure of Planned Parenthood and their affiliates in Texas as it relates to state and federal laws on the issue of donation or sale of fetal tissue. It's going to be a very important hearing. There's no question. 9 a.m. Wednesday at the Texas Capitol, July 29th. So you can see more about this at txvalues.org. So a lot happening. If you're not getting our email signups, our emails, that are coming out, sign up for that. You can go to txvalues.org and get signed up. Consider making a donation. You know, it looked like we were going to hit this little period of July where things were going to maybe settle down a little bit. Folks are on vacation or trying to. But here, this Planned Parenthood issue comes up, and we are excited to have an opportunity to let more people know about it so we can do something about it and have a voice. So there will be rallies on Tuesday of different parts of the state of Texas and across the country. And I think the effort is being pushed by a group called, or the event called, Women Betrayed. And I think Students for Life is a part of that. You'll find that on our Facebook page. But so many things happening. So if you're traveling, find out if there's a rally close to where you are. If you're at home, there's going to be something at the Texas Capitol. On Tuesday, there's going to be something in Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth. A lot of opportunities for you to get engaged. So, wow, a lot of fun today, a lot of good information. So I hope that you're leaving informed and equipped, and I hope that you're feeling encouraged about the opportunity that we have as Christians and in Texans to get involved and engaged on this issue. And so as we close the show today, I'd like to remind you of one of my favorite verses from the Bible, Proverbs 18:17, that says, "He who presents his case first seems right, until someone steps forth to challenge him." Planned Parenthood has obviously presented their case, and it's our turn to stand up and respond. So thanks for being a part of the Texas Values Report again, where we talk about faith, family, and freedom in Texas.